Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the comments section. This is episode 6, I want to say.
Don't know. Can't remember.
Anyways, I am your host, Serena, and I am joined by...
Your host, Kiana. Well, co-host, I guess.
We're host and host. Co-host sounds like I'm belittling you, you know what I mean?
We're host squared.
Host squared, yeah.
We're Bumper and Donald.
We're Bumper and Donald.
Guys, just rewatched Pitch Perfect.
And... You know, it's a very culturally significant...
It really is. It truly is.
...movie, you know? All of them. The first one mostly, though.
Yeah. The first one is just, like, you can't, like, you just can't compare.
Yeah.
Like, it's Pitch Perfect.
Anyways, welcome back to the comment section, guys. Me and Kiana are kind of dying today.
We are very much dying today.
Yeah. We are definitely a tad ill. And I got 2 hours of sleep last night, so...
Since I opened my eyes this morning, have been studying for 2 midterms I have tomorrow, and I feel violently ill, so if you hear a little sniffle or mind fog, that's why.
Don't mind the sounds today, guys.
I'm going to accidentally start talking about my midterm. I'd be like, hey, so, and this author said this.
Bumper and Donald.
Bumper and Donald.
Anyways, we have a few topics to talk about today. So, over the past week... Jacob Sartorius and Kayla Malik posted a new episode on their Bangin' Out podcast with Shane Dawson. The episode was titled Breaking the Silence. I don't think... Have you seen any clips or anything like that so far?
I saw, like, the smallest clip of it. But I was also just gonna... Before we even get into it, I thought Jacob and that girl were just, like, dogs, like, on TikTok. I didn't know they had a whole-ass podcast together.
No, yeah. I think it started as them just being dogs.
Yeah, because I remember, like, when that whole stuff was going on with her. I don't know if anybody listening is familiar, but, like, and her whole ex-boyfriend or whatever. I, like, saw them start to be friends, but I didn't know if it was just for, like, the TikTok of it all.
You know I don't know if it started with business. I'm actually, you know what, after this I'm going to research that a little bit more because I am interested of, because, like, what do you mean, Kayla Malik and Jacob Sartorius?
Yeah, like, I know. What do you mean Jacob Sartorius? Like, what?
Yeah. I do got to say, first before, like, going into the podcast, like we're saying, like, what do you mean, Kayla and Jacob? It gave me an off vibe. I don't know. If
like the two of them or the episode with Shane, you mean?
The episode with Shane, I haven't watched their other podcast, so maybe it would have been good to compare. But I don't know if I absolutely loved the vibe that they had going on.
Well, I don't think I would either, but I think that's also just a me problem because I just like that Kayla girl, I can't stand her. I think she's so irritating. Like I understand why she like blew up, whatever. That's not what's annoying. It's just her in general. I know I've always thought she was annoying. Even in like 2020, do you remember when her makeup was like
How she got famous. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, she just always found her so annoying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So I think I just wouldn't like it regardless.
I've definitely never been a huge fan. I don't like particularly find her annoying or anything. I honestly think, not to like be like they're not funny, but I guess the way that they choose to entertain people doesn't really entertain me too much.
Sure, yeah.
Do
you think anyone's saying that about us?
Yeah, for sure. No one listened for a reason, Kiana.
That's true. Guys, listen to us.
But specifically with Shane too, I did feel like it wasn't a good mix at all. One aspect of it could be that they're completely different ages. Shane's, like, what, in his 40s?
I think he's, like, turning 40.
Yeah,
like,
either very late 30s or he is 40. Jacob Sartorius is 22, and Kayla's, I think, 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very big gap there. And I just felt, on the topic of the age, he just kept being, like, Shane the whole episode, mentioning how old he was compared to them, and I get it, like, haha, but every single thing he'd say, he's like, you kids still saying that? And well, they're like, you're good.
Like, I don't know, I feel like, because Shane too, like, I can't help but to think he would also be a little bit, like, I don't know, tiptoey with, like, younger people, because wasn't everyone, like, when he was with Tana, wasn't everyone being like, she's so young, like, why are you hanging out with her? She's
oh, for sure.
18.
You can definitely see a level of professionalism that he puts in that podcast, but I also feel like since the big cancellation, he's put that on a lot of things. I feel like not like a crazy amount, but jokes that would have been okay before in context of now him being canceled might put him in flames again, you know? So
yeah, it's just, I feel like it's interesting to see though, because sometimes when I see the way he is with Spencer, Spencer's also like younger. He's not that young, but he's younger, and like I feel like it's very, I guess it is because they're friends.
They're
it's different, but I feel like, I don't know, if I were him, I would also be a little bit like cognizant of them being so young because unless I'm making that up, but I'm pretty sure everyone was like, why are you hanging out with Tana? Like when he was in the midst of getting canceled.
No, you for sure are right. They weren't questioning it at the time when he was posting stuff with Tana.
It was just like
definitely some people were. I'm not going to say nobody was, but yeah, definitely within the cancellation, there was a lot of, especially like, I don't know if this is great to say on the podcast, but you know, the video of Tana peeing on Shane, like that. Like that or, which one was it?
Who she peed on him.
She peed on him. Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely under fire.
But I feel like Tana herself is just another whole set of worms right there.
Like, for sure. Tana, I feel like she's such a different person now. Like, she's so trying to get out of that. Like, yeah, she had a whole podcast definitely called Canceled, and like, they ended it for a reason. She doesn't want to be that person anymore.
I've noticed her a lot too. Like, I see her on TikTok a lot. She's dating that guy. I don't know what his name is.
Makoa.
Yeah. I almost said Malachi. I don't know.
Honestly, it gives the same vibe.
Yeah. But anyway, I've seen, like, I don't know, the way she reacts. I just saw her post actually, and she was like, guys, I'm not posting this to be like ungrateful, but I got invited to the Grammys. And it was like, she posted the morning of the Grammys. She's like, I just got invited to the Grammys. She was like, I am not prepared to go to the Grammys right now. And I was like, I like that this is what Tana's posting now. She's not like, eat me with a toothbrush.
Yeah, she's doing it in like an appropriate way. She's still just relatable. Yeah, she's still relatable. She's still sharing her life. And honestly, like right now, she's been sharing a lot about her recovery journey. You know, she used to be an alcoholic, like definitely did a lot of drugs too. And now she's recovering for that. So good for her. She just posted a video, I think like 2 weeks ago, she's a year sober, I think, and
good for her.
Yeah, it's really great to see her sober. She definitely changed as a human being a lot.
For sure. I feel like she just grew up.
For sure. She got famous on the internet when she was 15, 16 years old. It's really easy to get stuck in that state, especially, you know, she like surrounded herself in Hollywood. That's where all those things are done, all the partying's done. That stuff looks fun, you know? But going back to the we are yappers. Going back to the Banging Out podcast. So I'm sure everybody knows who Shane Dawson is. He's one of the OG YouTubers, one of their biggest creators on there. He was canceled in a very public way a few times. His biggest cancellation was in 2020, where he took a step back for a while, but he's back and making content. He's slowly re-entering the internet through podcasts and long-form convos, in addition to a TV series that he is coming out with. I don't think we know the name of it yet, but we know the pilot is called Canceled.
I thought the show was
called... Oh, wait, maybe it is. Is that how that works?
Wait, I don't know. No, it's not, the pilot wouldn't be the same as the show name. I don't know what it is.
So I think all the information that's out online so far is that the pilot is called Canceled. There's no info about the actual name. He's out and making content again. He recently was invited by Jacob and Kayla to be guested on the Banging Out Oh my God, I can't talk today, guys. I got 2 hours of sleep. I said that.
Yeah,
the Banging Out podcast. I believe the reason Jacob invited him was because Jacob's actually in the pilot of Canceled.
Oh, I did know that.
You did?
I did. Yes, I did know that.
Where'd you see that?
I saw it on the podcast, on Shane's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he talks a little bit about Jacob's role in it. I think Jacob, from what I could get, because they don't go too much into it, because I don't think they're trying to spoil anything, Jacob plays this like super gangster, like guy.
No, they were saying in the podcast, Jacob plays like this like influencer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like kind
and
of
he
like
was
a,
just like
a
super
douchey,
like,
a bit.
Yeah, like a super douchey, just whatever.
Yeah,
but I heard him saying too, like maybe this could be like going back to, because how you were saying the vibe of it felt a little weird. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to hear you say that, because Shane, when he was talking about Jacob being in the pilot, like he was talking about how funny Jacob was. Like he was like, he's so funny. He was making, like, he was just talking, I guess they were all recording.
Yeah. I think they had a really good time getting to know each other, because they did talk about that a lot on his podcast. And obviously a podcast is going to be a different scenario than on set and stuff, because they were talking about how they had a lot of like intimate conversations where Jacob was literally telling Shane like everything that's ever happened wrong in his life and stuff. And they were like, they even made a joke that like Jacob's like being like, this is my trauma. And someone's like, yo, Jacob, you're on. And he's like, okay, like wiping away his tears from talking to Shane.
Damn.
But yeah, so I think they got really close. And like, so that maybe the vibe's not weird behind scenes. Like, who knows, with a camera on your face, a million mics.
I feel like also,
there's also 20 people in the room while they record and they flipped the camera. Oh my God, there were so many people.
I feel like also too, like at the end of the day, it is like a little scary to bring someone who's been canceled. Like there's also just like heightened, like, I don't know, vibes.
For sure.
It.
And Jacob even like mentions that he was specifically saying, he was like, yo, I don't care if fans judge me for having you on this podcast. And like, not that he said it in a rude tone at all, but it was kind of just like, it could make you giggle a little bit how Jacob was saying some things. It felt harsh, but it wasn't in like ill intent.
I feel like it kind of like, just gives vibes. Like, do you remember how you got canceled?
Yeah. Like he was very much so like, oh, like, I don't care if you're controversial or canceled. I still want you on here. And he's just kind of like, okay, like, you don't have to keep telling me how shit I am.
Like, thanks, okay.
Yeah, like, he kind of just giggled every time and was like, great, like, you know. But yeah, the episode was kind of a lot about Jacob and Kayla asking about his cancellation and stuff. I find that Jacob asked most of the questions. Kayla, honestly, not again, I'm not trying to, like, poke jabs at her, but she did not contribute much to that conversation. Yeah. She kind of just like sat there, sometimes said a few things, tried to kiki with them, but it was definitely more Jacob and Shane than anything.
Well, I mean, maybe they do know each other better. Like maybe that's why, or she didn't want to like overstep.
Maybe. It's your podcast, girl.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's both of their podcasts?
Yeah, it's both of their podcasts. It's not, it's their podcast together.
Hold on, I'm going to sneeze. Never mind.
Bless
Sorry,
you.
Editor.
Anyways, yeah, so just, like, kind of putting him on the spot, like, a lot when it came to, like, the canceled thing. And obviously, people are going to want to hear about it if they're clicking on a podcast with Shane.
But do you think people still want to hear about it?
That's what I'm saying.
It's been years.
But also, like, when I was researching a little bit before this episode, I was, like, going on Reddit. I want to see other people's opinions on the podcast, too. And it was mostly just hate, and not of hate of people who've watched it. People just being like, ew, L, you know? And it's just like, I know we're like, oh, weren't people tired of it? But unfortunately not. Like,
I feel like we've talked about this, but I will always find it so crazy how people just hold on to, like, go outside. Like, I don't know, just,
like,
it doesn't, you're good.
Do you think that, like, when people get canceled, they should take a moment to chill out? Or how do you think they should go, like, Kiana gets canceled right now. Go. What are you doing?
I honestly don't. It's a tough question to answer for sure. It would have to depend on what I was getting canceled for sure. Like, I feel like there's so much that goes
into
it.
Okay, scenario. Can I? Okay. This is what you're getting canceled for.
We'll role play.
So, you're really influential content creator, okay? The girlies love you. You make a lot of makeup content. You come out with a lipstick. You're working with this brand. That brand happens to scam the customers, doesn't send them their orders or something. Something messes up, and although you weren't over here like, I'm gonna take your stuff, all eyes are on you now because they know about you, not the brand too much. What are you doing?
Honestly,
they're mad at you, by the way.
Got that. I definitely am not going to sit down fucking playing a ukulele and saying sorry.
Don't hit me with that.
Definitely not going to do that. I don't think I'd like...
Toxic.
I don't know. Like, I think I'd say what I'd need to say. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, however people react. I'm already getting canceled. Nothing I say is going to help, clearly. Yeah.
But so like, do you think that you'd come out with a statement?
I don't know. See, I'm like, if I were me currently, and I wouldn't say anything. But then also, like, if you're an influencer, maybe like, I don't know.
Like, you have to put yourself in those shoes.
It's your career. Like, there's something you got to do about that. But if it was just like for fun, I would be like, okay, bro.
Yeah,
like,
in this scenario, I'm more saying like your career.
I would probably say something, but like, I would go into it knowing that whatever I say, people who hate me are going to hate me. Like, they just want to hate you. It doesn't matter what you say. So.
I think that's definitely a mindset that, like, you have to put yourself in. Because even, like, Shane in the podcast talks a lot about how, like, even before getting canceled, he went to therapy. And then so he was in therapy during it and everything. And, like, a big thing before he got canceled is he kept telling his therapist, like, this has been happening to a lot of people. I feel like my time is coming, like, not specifically because, like, anything, like, I don't think he imagined exactly what it'd be for. He just felt like a downfall was coming in his career, he said in the podcast. And then it happened. And he's like, okay, like had to take a step from it before doing anything, and definitely had to sit down, talk to his therapist and be like, get his mind together with it before even. Well,
I actually have a question. It does have to do with, like, it doesn't have to do exactly with the situation, but last year I wrote a paper and it was basically my whole premise of the paper was how I was arguing how cancel culture is like the world's new form of public humiliation.
Yeah.
Like, how do you agree with that? Like,
I agree with that, bro. Like, you can't, like, really, it depends what and who you are, but you can't get away from that. That's like,
yeah, like, I don't know. I just, like, and I don't really honestly remember exactly what I was saying, but I've always thought that. Like, I think that's why I'm like, it doesn't really matter what you say. People want to humiliate you publicly. It doesn't matter what you do about it. Like, it's this, I don't know. Like, I compared it. There was one comparison I did it to, like, being tarred and feathered because it's just embarrassing.
Being what?
Tarred and feathered. In, like, I don't, guys, this is so going to be wrong, but I, like, want to say, I don't
know.
Go
for it.
Long, long time ago, when people would get one form of public humiliation was they would throw tar on you and then throw feathers on you because it would stick to you. It was just, like, an inconvenience. Like, I don't know if it, like, killed people. Maybe it did eventually, but, like, I don't know. That's just one thing that they did.
No, I'd rather that because then just, like, the village knows, you know?
Like, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I compared it to, like, because I don't, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's so stupid. Like, I don't know. I compared it to being tarred and feathered because it's, like, what's the point? Like, it's just literally just to embarrass you. That's why I feel like I said, I don't know if I would even say anything at all, or it doesn't matter what I'd say. Like, if people want to embarrass you and humiliate you regardless of what you do.
That is very true. I guess, like you said before, it really would depend exactly what you're getting canceled for, because if it's something that, like, you know truly and your morals does not reside with you, and you know that the public's taking it like that, and, like, I don't know, just in a way of, like, if something was miscommunicated in a way or just not even important enough, like, an example for that is Kayla, I don't know how to say her last name, like, Nugent, do you know who I'm talking about? The girl with, like, the Jersey voice. You don't like her. You're scared of her videos. When the girl that's like, oh, how does it go?
This happens every time. Hold on. She's like, do you know this? I'm like, no.
All right, guys, we figured it out. The Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, I was saying how it was like her cancellation feels a little silly to me, which I understand why people are upset about. Do you remember when she was repping this mascara and clearly in the video she put on a lash?
Yeah.
And it was just very clear. And but that was one that I also think people found funny mostly. It was kind of just like, how silly are you? Like,
I don't understand how people don't find most of it funny. Like, obviously the things that are very, like, yeah, whatever. But
we're not talking about the bad stuff.
Yeah, like, most of the time it's funny. I just find it funny. I don't know. Like, I'm like, there's no way that we're actually, like, there's no way you woke up this morning, you got that pissed off about that.
No, that's the thing. It's like bigger fish to fry in this world for sure. And I feel like, I don't want to, like, I just kind of remember when that was all going down, I feel like people were more like, girl, be for real.
Yeah, like, are we serious?
Yeah.
Are we for cereal
but
right now?
But there were people trying to, like, that was considered a cancellation for a while. She lost a few brand sponsorships, I'm pretty sure, for that
and
stuff.
Like, I mean, okay, the losing brand sponsorships, like, that makes more sense than just people outright commenting on her videos being like, I hate you. That's different. They're looking out for their business. They want to make sure that they're not associated with somebody who's going to lie about their product. Like,
But a lot of times, really, it's the people that reaching out to the brands first. That's usually how they figure it out. I saw a TikTok the other day, and I'm going to sound like a broken record because we're always like, wow, I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was somebody messaging some company somebody not great worked. I think it was Savory Girl. You know Savory Girl?
Yeah, like Savory Girl.
Yeah. So do you know about her cancellation going on right now?
No, I didn't know she's. I thought everybody loved her.
So yeah, she was very loved before. Slowly, more and more information started coming out about her. So a while ago, people realized that she used to be a porn star, which people weren't really canceling her for
she
that.
Looks
like
a porn star.
I mean, like, she does have, like, the lips.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm not even trying to be rude.
She she's hot, does. Too.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's just, like,
Anyways, but, you know, nowadays, like, people are very, like, body positive when it comes to that stuff. And, like, you go, girl. So that wasn't a big deal, but it kept people on their toes, I'd say, a little bit, and kind of wanting to find out more about her, because it's like, oh, wow, like, save your girl. We didn't realize that you were like this. And recently, people found photos of her kissing an ICE agent, and yeah, not a good look at all, and she hasn't responded to it. I don't know why we started talking about her now.
I don't know either.
Guys, 2 hours asleep, bro.
I don't know. I've just been listening to you.
Well, we were comparing her to Michaela, I think.
Oh, we were just like, well, okay, but wait, that doesn't make sense because we were saying like, that Michaela's was stupid.
Yeah. But
I don't know. But now you know that Savory Girl got canceled because I did it.
That's all you need to know. And Serena's going to have a good sleep after this. That is for sure. Anyways, back to the podcast been talking about. So Jacob at one point asked Shane if he's ever felt like offended or almost angry for being canceled, and I just thought that was a really interesting question because we kind of always talk about like how you would go, or not how we would, but like I know we just did, but like how one would go about it and stuff, and like how they tend to go about it. And so it was interesting to hear like more like, yeah, how did you actually feel, not just like, oh, like your career was taken from you, go talk about it.
Like, yeah, I understand it's a good question, and it's, like, it's different from, but realistically, you can't really answer that.
No, and that's exactly what I thought right away. I just thought it opened up an interesting door to think about, but you're right. It's not like we got a good answer.
I just think, unfortunately, there's no use in asking, like, the real questions like that because you can't give a real answer.
Yeah, you can't. That is for sure.
Like, what's he going to do? Be like, oh, it made me upset? And everybody's like, well, you know, it made me upset?
No, for sure. Like, I don't think it was delivered, and I don't think it could really be delivered unless you really don't care about what anyone has to think about you anymore. But, like I was saying, it like kind of just opened an interesting door, more so in my mind, because Jacob specifically asked him, like, he was like, oh, have you ever been like, wow, I put in so much work, and, like, all these people want to do is bring me down? And it's, like, kind of interesting to think about it in more of an angry lens and not so much as in, like, a no, my life's being taken from me lens. See,
it's interesting because I, like, I get what you're saying, but I feel like if it were me, I think just the type of person that I am, I think I would get angry first.
Yeah.
Like, before anything, I would just get so angry about it.
Yeah, I think...
Especially if he was sitting there being, like, to his therapist, like, Shane, being like, oh, it's my turn soon. Like, it's your turn? That, like, no, that's awful.
Yeah, and I think this wasn't him answering the specific question where he mentioned what I'm going to say, but he mentioned that the day after his cancellation in 2020, like, the big one, Shane... He was planning to propose to his husband, Bryland, and he's been planning this for months. You know, he had this whole thing put together, and then the night before, he gets canceled. And he was like, "Yeah, I didn't know that either." I was like, "Wow, first time hearing that." And he was like, "Well, shit, I got to do this. I'm not gonna let that affect my marriage now."
Oh, and
like,
he still did it.
He still did it. Oh, I was very surprised to hear that. I really would have thought he'd wait. I don't know what I would do in this situation. Honestly, like, it's just a very emotional thing. Like, it's scary. Your whole career is crashing down. It's
for sure scary. Like, for sure emotional, for sure scary, for sure sad. But I think that I would just be angry, especially if I was, like, right before that with the mindset that, like, whose turn is it going to be next? And it's true. Like, I'm not in the public eye, but even I sit here and say, whose turn is it going to be next, you know?
Yeah, well, that's actually, like, where I was going to go with it next, because Shane was explaining how, like, he felt in that moment, because it's like, oh my God, I'm going to propose tomorrow. Like, I've just been working on all this new, like, content and stuff. Like, I've put years into this. And, like, yeah, so you could definitely tell more of the frustration when he's talking about that rather than him being like, no, my career. He was more just like, holy shit, everything needs to slow down right now. So, like,
you know what it gives? You know when you, like, you're having a conversation with, like, three different people, like, on three different social media? Like, you're talking to one person on Instagram, and it's, like, a consistent, and then you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, everyone relax, or when your mom's calling you while you're trying to get something done. Yeah, and then,
or, like, when you're you're on, like, a roll typing in class, and you get a FaceTime, and you're like,
Yeah, oh my
that's
God.
What it feels like.
No, exactly.
I said that's what it feels like. I don't know what it feels like.
You don't know anything about class. I don't know what it feels like. But yeah, so, like, obviously, I do think, although he didn't directly answer Jacob's question about, like, him getting angry and stuff, later he did talk about that. So I think that that wasn't, again, a direct answer, but it shows that he definitely got angry before anything, for honestly. Sure.
I mean, like, I feel like that's, like, every, like, I feel like we already knew that. To be able to say it is one thing. Like, it kind of shows the way he's, like, been a little bit more accepted, I guess, I want to say, because if he's able to say that, because years ago, if anybody heard him say he was angry, God, that would have made it so much worse.
Well, again, he said it in a way that he didn't, like, outright be like, oh my God, I was so frustrated, but just the way he's saying how that night and how that, like, situation went down, it just seemed a lot more tense. Like, the attitude that he had and kind of the way he was wording things, you know, like, again, he's just like, I have my proposal tomorrow and this is happening and blah, 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 blah.
Well, good,
like,
for him. He has some edge about it.
That's no,
good.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he can kind of, like, get into it a bit, because honestly, I, like we were saying before, I feel like he's been having to be very careful when it comes to a lot of things.
I feel like he does make a lot of jokes, though, about it, too. Like, I feel like, like, I don't know, every time I see him talking, like, at one point, he's going to be like, oh, remember I got canceled?
No, it's definitely, and, like, obviously, you're going to have to do that at one point.
That was us. We've never been canceled, guys. Don't worry about it.
Never. We just copied the show name, apparently. We'll do better. Anyways, continuing, I think definitely, like, I forgot where I was going to go with this. Oh, my God. Wow, guys. 2 hours of sleep.
It's getting rough out here.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys. We completely forgot what we were saying. And you know what? It happens. It's okay, you know? Some days are better than others. But we're going to move on. So continuing on with the podcast, they talk a little bit about, like, ethics when it comes to kids and social media. So specifically, first, they started discussing, like, kind of iPad kids and, like, parents who sit their kids just in front of a TV and have fun.
Do you ever go to a restaurant and it's just, like, bro, the second that I walk, like, if I walk in this and I see someone sitting at a table, like, there, and it's all mess around, and like, you know, the iPad cases that, like, have the handle,
and there's the, like, it's second, all sticky all over the iPad.
The second I see that, I don't even want to eat anymore. Like, no. I could be so, I don't know, like,
bro, you can smell that kid from 10 feet away,
bro, and you, like, can hear. I don't know.
We shouldn't have children.
No. I'm not getting, my kid's going outside.
No, I literally, I always talk about, like, my one cousin who, like, I think she raises her children, not to flex, I think she raises her children great. Like, they never really had technology and stuff. Like, obviously, they watch TV and stuff, like everyone does. But they never had an iPad or anything like that. They still don't. Her oldest son's, like, 9 years old now. They still don't. He recently got his first Nintendo Switch. He's 9 years old. I think he's allowed a Nintendo Switch. Fair. And that's about it. But it's not like they get left out of things either, because if they hear their friends playing, like, these games and stuff, like, my cousin, their mom will, like, research them a bit, like, let them know more about it first, figure out if it's appropriate or not, and then she'll get them, like, books and stuff on it and stuff. Like, I remember they were talking about Minecraft with me one time, and I was, like, a little confused, because the way that they were, like, asking me questions was just framed so weird. Like, I was just, like, interesting, like, way to, like, ask these things.
And then you should have them on the pod.
On God, they would slay. But I realized it's because they only had the book of Minecraft. So they weren't asking me about they weren't asking. I literally didn't know the answer of the things that they were asking me, because they were, like, getting into this book and, like, getting in the nitty gritty.
I feel like I was even seeing it too, because I was with one of my friends the other day, and they were showing me, like, they pulled out from the archives, like, an iPod, but not, like, the touchscreen iPod, like, the iPod. And I didn't realize they were, like, look at these videos from 2009 and, like, whatever. I don't know how old were we. I don't know.
Bro, don't even do that.
Wait, we were, like, I don't know. We were young, though.
We were young.
We're 22. How old? I don't know. Anyway, not important. I didn't even realize that those iPods had video cameras. Did you? Like, the iPods with the circular thing, and it's, like, a tiny screen. They were really skinny.
There was, I think I do remember that, because my older family friend, Frances, she had one, and I always thought that she was so cool and stuff.
But I didn't know that they had video cameras. Like, I always thought they were just for, like, music. I thought that's all they were. But anyway, he was showing me, and it was, like, just video, I don't know, like, stupid videos. And I was like, wow, I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I was like, this is the stuff we used to do. Like, we saw a camera and we were like, hey, let's, like, make up a whole scenario. Let's act it out. Like, you know, and I'm like, it's so weird to me that, like, you know, the drunk elephant girls, like, you know how, like, everyone talks about those, like, 11-year-old girls that go and buy drunk elephant products? Yeah. It's just so weird for me to picture, because I'm like, That's what we were doing. No, like, we were playing with the cameras and being like,
you know what I specifically remember? We were in like grade 3 or something. We OGs, guys, if we never talked about that.
Since the sandbox.
Oh, God. But we were in like grade 3 or something. And I had my little old iPod and I snuck it to school because, you know, I was so cool. I was so cool.
She was that girl.
Anyways.
She wore a Minecraft shirt and I wore a Yoshi shirt. We were those girls.
Those sound like two bad bitches if you ever ask me.
Bumper and Donald.
Bumper and Donald. Getting it. Anyways.
Wow, it's like we rehearsed that.
We do. Anyways, I had my iPod. We were like scrolling through. I think it was Vine at the time. Yeah, we had Vine at the time. And we made up this silly sketch. Because I remember I asked like you and a couple of the other girls we were friends with at the time if you guys wanted to go to the mall or something. And like everyone had something to do. And why, I don't know why, we thought it was so funny because we asked our old friend Vicky, if Shadow Girl, dropping the first name, why she couldn't come. And she said that she had some crazy sport to do. It was some martial art that I still don't know the name of
I've never heard of before. What was it?
It was crazy.
Was it, I want to say Aikido.
Yes, like it was a key. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
I'm a martial art girl.
Second degree black belt, not my first time mentioning it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we made a skit being like, you have what? What's it called again?
Was it Aikido?
No, yes, it was. It's something like that. You're right.
I might be wrong.
Whatever. She was like, oh, I have that. And we all went, what's that at the same time?
Really? Because I was in Taekwondo. I feel like I would have known.
No, not at the time. We were young. Like,
yeah, I started when I was like 7.
Maybe you just followed along for the shtick. I don't know.
Yeah, I said
you were that girl. You wanted to be us so bad.
Yeah, I didn't have friends.
So me neither. That's why we had each other. Anyways, and then she started like pretending to like karate chop us and stuff. Anyways, we're content creators, and it's just like funny that I can remember. That's like a core memory of mine for no reason.
Yeah.
But like,
I remember where we were standing. I think I know what you're talking about.
I remember exactly where we were standing. We were in the doors. Like, if you were looking outside where like the yard is, it's to the very left doors, all the way at the end of the building.
Well, I remember even, do you remember when Nikki had her, she had a phone in like grade 2.
Yeah.
And we were all like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like,
bumping Justin Bieber. Do you remember in like, oh my God, so sorry guys, you're just coming down memory lane with us right now. But do you remember in like grade 5 when we were all posting like Vines and stuff? I remember it would be like, me, you, LeBron, Kyle.
Oh,
Alyssa,
yeah, I remember.
Like,
I remember LeBron specifically.
No,
Shout out.
Shout out. He's famous now, guys.
He is famous. Shout out.
Shout out our boy. Yeah, but the whole conversation, sorry, we were on like kids and.
Were what? We? Sorry, that was an untasteful joke.
LOL.
Distasteful.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about like the ethics of like iPad kids and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, like, my question to you is like, obviously, you already stated your opinion that like you would not want that. But at the same time, I can understand a parent being like, oh my God, I haven't slept in days. Take this iPad.
Like, for like, sure. But also, like, what did our parents do?
They gave me that iPad a little bit, I can't lie.
I didn't have one. Like, no one had one in my family. I had, like, a huge Barbie house.
See, yeah, and
when I was having a tantrum, I think I would just, like, throw the Barbies at the wall.
See, I remember we had, like, a family iPad, but honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. Like, I'm trying to think of the first time I ever picked up, like, a piece of technology
and
it was definitely past the age of 8 years old.
Yeah, like, because I feel like, too, we had, like, it was my mom's iPad, but it was, like, I want to say family iPad or whatever. But that was, like, I want to say I was, like, 8 or something. Before that, we didn't have anything. Like, all we really had was my mom had...
When did the iPad come out, bro? Sorry, keep going.
I feel like it was a long time ago, for sure. Like, didn't they used to be super chunky?
Yeah.
The iPad? Ugh.
I think I still have one of those old ones at my house.
Yeah, there's one on top of my microwave right now.
Yeah, in 2010.
Yeah. So we were... 6.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Our parents, they're not balling like that. They didn't get the iPad the year it came out.
Yeah.
So a couple years later, that makes sense.
Yeah, a few years.
But the thing is, they just like, it's hard to compare because if iPads weren't really the thing back then, it's like, maybe they would have done that. Like,
but, well, I'm trying to like, obviously I don't, we should phone a friend. Let's call my mom and be like, what the hell did you do when I pissed you off? Because I didn't have one. I don't know what they did. Like, yeah. I think they just sent me to, like, what?
Just saying, we should call your mom. That'd be funny.
We should. Do you think she'll answer?
Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Hi, Ma. Yeah. Okay, so we do have my mother on the line right now, and we were going to ask, Ma, when we're talking about how we didn't used to have, like, you guys didn't throw iPads in our face when we were being annoying when we were kids, but we were wondering, what did you do? Because, like, we didn't have iPads, so what did you do when we were pissing you off?
Television was very useful.
So you just, like, did you sit us in front of the, like SpongeBob? Or did you, like, send us outside? Like, what did you do?
Well, we sent you outside, yes. That was a good idea to go outside, get fresh air, and
play. That's what I said. I literally said go outside.
Yeah, you definitely spent a lot of time outside playing. But then, you know, when that wasn't an option, we had a lot of DVDs. Movies.
Yeah, right. Movies. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
All right. Well,
watching movies on repeat, which might be why you still do.
Oh, I watched
them over and over again.
Yeah, no, that's me too. And I think because that's how I was raised.
Guys, she's talking about when I used to watch Dolphin Tale over and over again.
Dolphin Tale? Well, I don't even remember that.
My mom doesn't that's remember my name most of the time. Anyways, Ma, thank you for the insight.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
Well, everyone, that was Doris. There's my mother. Lovely, lovely woman.
We do, guys. Put in... never mind. I was going to say in the comments, rate my mom. Don't do that.
10 out of 10.
She's a 12 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
But anyways, I guess to answer our question,
yeah,
you went outside.
You went outside, but like, again, like she said, DVDs and stuff. But the thing is... It's a little less brain rot, that's for sure, like, a known thing, like, all this short content and, like...
Yeah, definitely the, it's affecting our attention spans.
Poorly. Yeah, and also, like, I think I've said this word, this term every single time, every single episode, but there's such an oversaturated amount of content that it's, like, so gets scrambled in your brain that you don't take anything away from it. When you watch a movie as a kid, it's like you're thinking about that. You know when you'd walk out of a movie theater and you felt like you were that character,
yeah.
Bro?
Yeah, like, bro. I literally, you just reminded me one time, me and my brother were not young. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, but we were both in our teens. Yeah. And we ran out of Colossus because we watched Spider-Man and me and my brother were like, we were jumping and climbing on all the light posts. You just reminded me of that. I don't know. I want to be Spider-Man really bad. I try and shoot webs a lot.
You are Spider-Man, bro. I remember walking out of like my dad really liked any like boxing movie, any fighting movie. Bro, I walked out of there thinking I could be up the Rock in that moment. As I was like, they don't even know what guns I have.
They don't even know.
Anyways, a few more. We'll move on to something else in a second, but I just have a few more questions about the podcast with Shane. One thing that he asked Shane, which I was really surprised that he would just come out and ask that. But again, who knows if he asked prefaced the questions beforehand and stuff. He asked Shane, he was like, as a wealthy man, where do you spend your large income? And even start being, he was like, you got cool cars, you got this, you got that. And Shane was like, no, honestly, food. And I just thought that was really real. And
yeah, that is pretty real.
Yeah.
But I feel like also not really, though, because their house is literally massive and they have a Range Rover.
Well, they literally had to bleep out because Jacob's tourist was like, well, you live on Bubba Street.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, that's bad.
Well, obviously, right away, he was like, oh, well, let's bleep that out.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
But,
God, that's bad.
I feel so clearly he lives on a very wealthy street. Eh? What?
Sorry, you just get into the flow and accidentally just name drop shit all the time.
Me?
When you, I don't know, I feel like when you're really in the flow.
Yeah. Well,
it's just interesting.
Especially too, like I was saying, Kayla wasn't in that conversation too much, so it was very like, you guys can't see us right now, but the whole time we do this podcast, we are locking eyes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we're looking at each other.
Yeah, like a foot apart, not even locking eyes right now. That's kind of how him and Jacob were, so it felt like, I don't know, they're having an intimate conversation a bit, so I feel like it slipped out, not even like, obviously they realize they're on a podcast, but like sometimes again, yeah, you get in the flow of it, and you're like, oh shit. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Anyways, as a wealthy person, where are you spending your money?
God... Where do I live?
You're a wealthy person. Where do you want to live?
Girl, I don't know. If I lived, okay, ideally, I'd want to live in I want to live in Canada. Shout out. Just Canadian to my core. But I'd want to definitely live probably, I want to say not in Ontario, like maybe like Alberta or something, because it's actually nice there. Yeah. Like it's not gross and gray and buildings. Like, okay, yeah. I'm not, okay. Northern Ontario is very nice, but we're in Waterloo currently. Yeah. So I feel like I would, like I'd probably switch provinces and I'd live like on a ranch for sure. So I feel like I'd be spending my money on like traveling and going other places.
That's nice. Well, you say too, you want to live on a ranch. Like obviously a lot of money gets put into maintaining that.
Yeah,
too.
I'd have to maintain the ranch.
Do you think you would like get staff or would you make like your whole family like...
I would definitely, it would be like one of those coming of age movies for sure. Like we would all be working on the ranch. We were like, my kids are going to be
working
like
on the ranch.
Young. Yeah. But I feel like I would also have to have a ranch hand because like.
Yeah, for sure. Like you guys do it to like have the experience and definitely like put your effort in, but not like.
But like it wouldn't be just like, it's like a zoo. Yeah. It's just like, oh, you look at these animals I have. How cool. Like, I feel like I'd want to be involved, but I definitely need help. Cause like also if I'm rich for a different reason. I feel
like. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I hear you 100%.
What would you do? Where would you spend your money?
Good question.
Right? It takes you a second to think about it.
It's like, it depends. Like, have I been rich? Did I just get all my money?
That's a good question.
What's up here?
You've been for like 10 years.
10 years? 10 years. I probably have a few houses, few condos in different places.
Yeah.
You know me, though. I don't know. Like, not that I don't like traveling. I get anxiety when I have multiple places. Like, here I live in Waterloo because I go to school. Yeah. And I also have my hometown that I live in. Going back and forth, I feel like, is usually a stressful thing for me. I just feel like my life is so disconnected when I'm away from it.
I feel like that's why I don't think I'd want to have, like, condos in places. I think I'd want to, like, go somewhere for a week and not have to, like, bring my entire life with me if I ever want to leave. You know what I mean?
For sure. But in the scenario that I'm rich as hell, then it doesn't really, like... I have my own stuff everywhere. Obviously, you have your personal things that you bring, like, with you on hand. But it's like, I got a new wardrobe at all those houses. And, like, I was just prefacing.
Leave something somewhere? That would suck.
I get my chauffeur to go get it.
Okay.
I live good.
Send them across the world.
But, like, I just mentioned the me getting stressed traveling thing. Because, it like, thinking about it was hard for me to put myself in now. But I'm like, in a situation, though, where you have a lot of money, like, sometimes I think when I'm... taking the GO bus back home, I get a little stressed out because you never know what's going to happen. Something could always happen. Yeah. But in a little bit of an easier situation, I'm not lugging all my bags to the bus stop in negative 20 degrees weather with like my pants soaking wet from the snow. Like, no, I'm going on a nice plane, you know, and getting there nonchalantly. I know I could get there within a day, most likely, if I have to.
Nonchalantly.
You know, like, yeah.
I feel like we kind of gave the same, really. Like, we kind of would... spend our money more on the experiences and the traveling. I feel like we both kind of said that in different ways, but I feel like we both,
for sure.
Because I'm not gonna like go and buy 17 cars. Like, I don't, what the hell do you need 17 cars for? And like insurance, girl. Like, I'm gonna get one truck.
Yeah, like I've heard people's argument who are like car people who are like, no, like this is why I want all these expensive luxury vehicles, because like obviously there is debate around the fact that you don't need that. Like, who cares? Yeah. And it's hard for me because I'm definitely biased because I could not care less about cars. I cannot lie.
Yeah, like, obviously there's cars that I'd be like, oh, that'd be cool to have. But
no,
like, bro,
everyone has their faves.
Four wheels and an engine working, I'm fine.
Yeah, and obviously, again, if I had a lot of money, I'd probably, you know me, I'm buying a 1973 Volkswagen bus right away. But it's like, and then maybe my everyday car, that would be something nice, but not anything crazy. That's just one thing I really don't feel like I have to flex. But again, I can see why people like a lot of vehicles and stuff, because that's why I'm like, well, I'd want my van. That's one thing I have in my mind. Some people have loads of stuff in their mind.
I was just going to say, I just thought of two other things that I'd want. Mm. I changed my mind. I don't want to live on a ranch. Mm. I want to live on a lake.
Okay.
Or I want to live on a ranch and have like a cottage in Muskoka, lakefront and a boat.
I
need a boat.
I would want a cottage, one here somewhere. Like, I haven't picked the destination yet. I don't think I've been to enough cottagey places around here to tell you exactly what would, like, because like I wanted to say Wasega, but that's too like Wasega.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, okay, I'd say Muskoka, because Muskoka is a very wealthy place. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very like those cottages are a lot. But then I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to go that far up north because those bugs are freaky. Like, even just up north, like, to but the Kawartha Lakes.
Maybe by the time that we're rich, there'll be, like, technology that makes them stay away from us, like, forever.
That'll be fire.
Bug repellent.
Maybe I'm going to get rich because I'm going to make that technology.
For real. All right. We got to get through this podcast. last thing I wanted to mention about this, just because I thought that this was crazy, and I feel like you don't know about this. So, Jacob and Shane, they were talking about, like, Shane's conspiracy theories and, like, just, you know, that's most of his brand. That's what he got big for, I feel like, in the first place. And Jacob was asking him if, like, he's ever been, like, worried of posting something. Specifically, they were talking about the Chuck E. Cheese, like, reused pizza whole conspiracy, which we'll get into. But they were saying, like, oh, like, does that, like, do you get scared of posting that stuff? Like, now you're banned from Chuck E. Cheese, so what's the tea? And he went into, like, that a little bit. I feel like a little bit boring stuff, like him just being like, yeah, obviously, like, banned from Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I get scared. I have to, like, post disclaimers being, like, alleged. Yeah. Like, you know how whenever he does those videos on the discount store, quote unquote, yeah, which is actually store. HomeSense, right?
I think it's TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, yeah. I forget. In America, they're different. It's the Winners to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he goes into this one story about how... So Shane explains that one night a man showed up at his house, like, not banging on the door and stuff. He didn't specify where he lived here because immediately I was like, girl, I've seen those gates. Like, you got security. You're good. So I don't know exactly what house or whatever, but came up to his door, banged on the door. Shane answered. This guy was, like, crying, saying his brain had been wiped and, like, claiming all these crazy theories and stuff. And, like, he called the cops, obviously. Shane the whole time, by the way, is being like, I don't know, I felt bad. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to help him, but I was scared. Like,
so. I feel like every time I see Shane, he's like, I don't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he's like, Rylan, what do I do? And he was like, call the cops. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And, oh, my God, can you imagine if that was us?
We'd be like, what the fuck? I know. We'd be like, yo. Anyways, the cops come. This man goes from screaming, crying psycho to looking at the cops being like, oh, no, he's my friend. Oh, no, he's my friend. And I just thought that was so funny because I did not like, know he's that my somebody. Friend. He's my friend. Like, we're good. I just thought that was so funny because, like, what do you mean? Like, someone showed up at your that door saying that their brain has been wiped and blah, blah, blah.
I will never understand, like, when people have, like, just every time I hear of people showing up at celebrities' doors and, like, whatever, I'm like, bro, what? Like, what in, like... There's so many things that can happen to you. Why would you do that? Like,
it's obsession, bro.
How rude you are. Like, that's insane. Like, do you remember when some guy, like, I don't remember what was going on, but somebody tried to show up to Drake's house too, and Drake has like an insane amount of security.
Yeah,
and everybody was just like, "Why would you even try?"
Well, we talked not too long ago on another podcast episode. Actually, it probably was a while ago. It was like one of the first ones or something. About a woman, and I don't remember her name, but she was like a famous singer, and this like young boy got obsessed with her for years. Yeah, and then showed up to her house being like, I'm in love with you, and obviously when she was like no, he killed her right there. Those kind of things are just like, bro, privacy. Like, we don't have too long in the podcast left to yap about this, but like, because we can go on for like hours about this, but like, celebrities deserve privacy obviously as well. And like, I don't understand how people are even able to get into those situations. Yeah, like again, Shane has been rich and famous for a while. He's had gates around that house for a while.
Yeah, like, it's so interesting. I don't know. Like, I don't. Also, just when do you like, is that something, do you think that they just decide that day? You wake up and you're like, I'm going to break into Shane Dawson's house. Or do you think it's like pre-planned? Like, you're like thinking about a plan here.
It depends, because the story I was telling before about that young boy got obsessed and killed that woman. It was like,
well, that was like that determined stalking. Like, you have to put in the stalking and all that.
Well, it
stuff.
Wasn't like, I wouldn't classify it necessarily stalking. Obviously, it sounds like he showed up to her house. But this was, I think, before the internet was like super bumping. So Loki, you could find a celebrity's house like just by going through like phone book type shit. Like, you could find like, I forget exactly how he found it, but it was not hard. Like, he did not dive deep to find it or anything.
God,
and
so scary.
Like, it was a lot easier, I feel like, back then. Now there's definitely more safety measures taken into account, and like, yeah, so much stuff has happened, so like, they definitely have to put in the extra effort to you know. All right, speaking of our topic at hand here, Shane Dawson, we had planned to talk about conspiracy theories because, you know, that's a very huge part of who he is. And I was really excited for that topic. Yeah, we both do. And I think that's why I was really excited to talk about this because, like, that's something that we bonded about, like, for so long. Like, specifically the Shane conspiracy theories we bonded about for a while, like, really enjoying. So I was really excited to talk about that. But unfortunately, we are yappers, and that will probably take us, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like that is going to be our whole next episode is conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so tune in for that because I'm excited. We have – I'll do a little summary real quick, a little teaser for you guys, talking about, you know, his most famous one for sure, Chuck E. Cheese reused pizza, which we previously mentioned. So I'm so sorry, guys, that I couldn't get into it for you. I'm so sorry.
We're keeping you on the edge of your seat right now.
And you know what? That's it. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Because I know you're waiting. I know you're waiting so good.
There's like three people. Like, what?
We're lucky if there's three people. We're putting down two. What if we just blew up like overnight?
God, what if we got canceled overnight? Please don't cancel us. Done.
do it. Which one is it?
There's the blue one. Oh my God. We will never stop having fun with that thing.
What? Tiki Tombo. I don't know.
Tonka Jahari. My name is Tonka Jahari, but I would never order an old pizza to myself.
Bumper and Donald.
Getting it. Sorry, I didn't even say my brain rot today. I'm so proud of myself. I told Serena right before we started recording that I might accidentally say, shut up, mom.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that a lot recently.
I'm just like, well, I'm surprised I didn't. I don't think I've gone 1 hour of today without saying that.
That hasn't been a big one for me. It's like necessary for me, but it has been a big one. Dude, Bumper and Donald, I can't stop.
Yeah, I can't stop with Bumper and Donald.
Anyways, have a great
reading week.
Yeah, a great reading week, guys. Oh, my God. School's over.
I'm tired.
I know. Me too. You have a lot of midterms?
Yeah, they're both tomorrow. Tomorrow, same professor. It hurts, guys.
Oh, no.
Love him, but I'm scared.
You're going to do so good, Kiana.
I low-key forgot to study for the second one. So.
Nah, you studied. Don't worry.
Yeah. I think I might be at 5:20 tomorrow. I'm going to be really traumatized, I think.
Yo, Jeff, if you're listening, no, you ain't. No, you ain't, brother.
Low-key, Jeff, if you're listening, love you, twin. Love that guy.
Well, anyways, it's a cold one. We gotta get home.
It's a cold one. I kind of want to stop to get beer on the way.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, good.
Neighbors?
Yep.
Anyways, have a great reading week. Well, oh my God, this is a bad episode, guys. Have a great reading
week. Get your studying in. And if you don't hear this before reading week, I hope all your midterms went well.
Anyways, goodbye, y'all. Later. See y'all next time.